If I see this bloke pick Hayes Perham at center, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. Why are you taking hit ups? Move him. You're the guy. Like, you're the guy, brother. They're on our fraud list.
Penrith could be a fraud team of the week. Like, you literally didn't score.
I'm watching the guy hold his shoulder. Like,
if there were four more games, he would have got them all wrong anyway.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to League Lads. How you going? Oi, I'm so tired. I don't know why. What's going on, boys? How are you, bro? How you going, Fred?
I'm all right.
You all right? Yeah, I'm not good, mate. 0 from 12 for the tips this week.
Yeah, this guy sucked.
There wasn't even 12 games, but I'm just going to say 0 and 12. That's how bad I was this week.
If there were four more games, he would have got them all wrong anyway.
Exactly, bro. We've got Flex in the building. You can't really see him. My camera issues, but he's in the building. He's got his Penrith jersey on. And he's joining us today because he's going to speak about how awful, how disgusting, how shocking his team was.
Not the worst. we're looking at two Bulldogs fans right now. Come on.
He's getting us a little bit spicy now, this Plexi, man.
I'd rather lose to Parra than lose to Melbourne without Munster, bro.
Anyway, listen. We're going to get into all that. First of all, we're sponsored by Reece, the absolute legends, the goats. If you don't know, now you know. Whatever you need to rent, whatever you need to lease, you go on the app and you do it. And you do it perfectly because they got everything, right? You know, they probably had a few points for Penrith as well if they wanted to lease some against Melbourne in that game. Ooh, that one hurts, doesn't it?
You could have leased Critter again if you needed him, but...
That one hurt a bit, eh, Flexi? It's all love. Anyway, listen, let's get started. Honestly, I usually say, what a round of footy, but it was a shit round of footy. Straight out, in my opinion. Everyone can have their opinion, but I don't think that rugby league round was as good as I thought it would be. But it is the first round, technically. And there is going to be some slow games and there is going to be some, you know, weird tries and teams that can't score and buckling. But let's speak about the first game, the Canberra Raiders. Up the milk.
That was a mad performance from them.
Shout out Kota Jabara, one of my good mates. He's a hardcore Canberra fan. And every time like I doubt him, he just throws milk at me.
Well, that's
remember we did the milk. We went to do the milk challenge last year, and they almost got us.
Yeah, nearly, very close.
Oh, that was close.
But that's their first 13 plus win in I think 2 years.
Crazy,
which is a crazy stat. They're less love an arm wrestle. As soon as I saw the game getting into an arm wrestle, I was like, I think Canberra can probably pinch one here. And I'm like, you know, Knights either. I just expected them to start a bit quicker, but. Like, just like last year, it looks like they're starting pretty slow. If you're starting slow, they could not hold the ball at all. And the Raiders were just capitalizing on it every chance they got. And Fogarty had an absolute blinder.
Even with the Simbin, man. When they scored with the Simbin, I was like, yeah, this is a Canberra W. I stuffed up. I'm going to start off my round with with a wrong tip, bro. But then they just have this grit in them. Ricky Stewart, I think he loves being the underdog. He loves being the one that people just love to talk about. Oh, Ricky Stewart's team, they lost wide and they're falling off, yada, yada. It is their first game, so this could still be true.
Yeah.
But they love the arm wrestle, like you said, and they came out on top, man. Shout out to Dan as well, was in Vegas, upset about that loss.
Yeah, that's probably why they lost, mate. He could have used him on the field, mate, good old Dan, to be fair.
Good old fucking run-up and hit-up meters.
Oh, I saw this thing where there was a sign in the Raiders dressing room that was like, I can't remember exactly what it said, but basically alluding to the fact that they'll be bottom four. And they're obviously using that as motivation, like, you know, Ted Lasso, like, we believe or believe that yeah. That sign is like just like that. Like, if they have that around all the time, I think it's just a reminder of where everybody placed them. That will give them a good GR.
Anyone from that game that you want to give credit to, other than, of course, Fogarty? From both teams, man. Rapana, anyone impressed
bro,
you?
I don't know how this bloke is still doing it. Like, that guy, like, he needs. He's at the age where he's going to need WD-40 every week. Everything's got to be strapped, but he's still such a damn hard worker. He might be a bit of a hog, but, mate, he worked so hard for him. And Morgan Smithies, I think that's his name, the guy from England, had a really, really good game. And, like, you got to be happy with that. It looks like Ricky's done it again, like, pinching some
English like, players that random don't English get homesick.
Player that we don't know.
They don't get homesick.
Yeah, hopefully.
They all get homesick.
Well, for
they?
Their sake, you know, because we had to deal with it. With Luke Thompson, and they obviously had to deal with it with Bateman, but I guess it was just money sick, or he just didn't like Canberra.
I think they just wanted to get out of there sometimes. Sometimes Canberra gets probably cold and boring.
Yeah, but where are they from?
Yeah, literally.
England, cold
literally
and boring.
The same thing,
I think in their mind, they have like this picture of like nice sun and good beaches, And then they don't know about Canberra.
You reckon Ricky Stewart has some tactic where he's like, yeah, come down, man. We got the beaches. We got the sun. Yeah,
he's definitely using that one.
We'll supply the sunscreen, everything you need, the carrot sun. And then they rock up and they're like, well, what the fuck's this, man? You know what I mean? They're like tripping out.
You want some chicken, lad?
you want some chicken, lad?
But yeah, nah. It's, doom and gloom there. But Morgan Smith's had a great game too.
Yeah, all credit to Canberra Raiders. I won't doubt yous again, I promise you. Shout out to Mark Rader and Karajibara. I heard so much from them. They put it on me. And rightly so. I was wrong. Let's get straight to the Penrith game. All right, this is why we got flexing them on the mics today. I wish you could see his beautiful face. But his team... So you know what? Give us a little bit of a background because you are a hardcore Penrith fan. Right, we're not going to say who you supported before. Okay? Yeah, you're under the Reds now. We're not going to say it. So we'll let the crowd commentate on that one.
This is why I'm not on camera.
They got you hit. All right, so tell us, because you travel, of course, you go to these games hardcore. You're a member of Penrith Panthers. Just run us through how that is, bro.
Well, run through the game or run through...
Both. You did travel to Melbourne.
So, yeah, got up around 8 a.m., you know, got on the train, went to the airport, flew over, actually streamed the New Zealand
you were streaming
game.
Hard out. What were you streaming?
I was... So, there's this place called Fortress. It's fucking...
It's mad,
sick.
Bro.
It's a gaming bar. It's absolutely insane. And
what the hell? That's mad.
Yeah, it's at the UTS campus here and they have one in Melbourne,
and you can,
too.
Like, stream.
You can, they have a streaming pod, but they got like an internet cafe and they have like a restaurant and bar where you like order food and drinks and then you have like a Nintendo Switch or PlayStation.
Sponsor us, bro. We're giving you, look at us.
I know, what a plug. It's mad.
Sponsor them, bro. Get sponsor Flexi, bro.
It's absolutely mad. Amazing, man. So went there, got to the game and the atmosphere, bro, if you've ever been to Amy Park, atmosphere is fucking incredible, man.
Yeah.
Like they bring it and they had, Sneaky Sound System. Oh, nice. They had them
good
singing.
Good old vintage boys, huh?
Like, bro, it was insane. For the game, Panthers' attack was non-existent.
Have we never seen Penrith? Actually, let's talk about it. Penrith, scoreless. Insanity, right? The talk before the game was, how much are Penrith going to beat Melbourne by, right? By Mr. Fred himself and by me as well. I said 13+. How much are Penrith going to smash Melbourne? They're weak, yada, yada, yada. But shout out to Rando Stats Guy, bro. Random Stats Guy. He said, he gave us the stat. Melbourne have never lost a game in, I don't know how many long, the opening game, this, that.
That would be 22 years now.
22 years. And you know, like, it's not just Bellamy. It's just a Melbourne genetic. They don't lose the opening round. And we're like, it's about to be broken. But as usual, numbers don't lie, brother. Stats don't lie. And the biggest stat of all is Penrith didn't score a try, a point.
Well, the last time it happened was 2022 against Melbourne Storm. Same, I don't know what week it was, but we versed them in the same week. Parramatta also lost to 0.
Wow.
So, yeah, the last time it happened, it was also against Melbourne.
Yeah, because we didn't watch the game. We were at Theo Von. Shout out to Theo Von. Unbelievable experience for us, really. And a bit off topic, but it was just too funny. We were in tears.
It was
the whole time.
So funny, bro.
And we're actually, like, the most saddest thing about that was Fred telling me, Fred every 10 minutes, like, bro, Melbourne's up by 2. Melbourne's up by 8. Penrith can't score. What's going on? Oh, they're going to win.
The Warriors game too. I'm
the like, Warriors game the is all. We're talking about the Warriors game as well. But yeah, we didn't get to watch the game. So, but what we've seen, we heard that Penrith are very rusty, very clunky. And the biggest thing we need to all talk about and give them their flair was they played without Munster and they still managed to win and they defended their life away, bro. Like people were talking, like I didn't watch the game, but of people's comments, people were like, bet one of the best games we've watched defensively for Melbourne Storm.
Best defensive game I think I've watched in a long time. Panthers and Melbourne, both teams had defense on lockdown. It was just the sloppy, non-existent attack from Penrith that gave Melbourne an advantage. Their attack was also really good. Like, Pappenhausen coming back in.
How did he look? He looked good?
He looked so good, man.
He's quick,
He was confident, you know. When you watch a player, you know if they have their confidence or not. After this injury, I actually had an interview.
Yeah, I was about to say, shout out to Big Pappenhausen, bro. Gave you the interview.
Yeah, he said he'd been in preseason training since January, and he's just built so much confidence. He looked like a star out there.
Yeah, what happened to him was awful last year, bro. Especially coming back from that injury, going from that to that. It's good to see him because, bro, we need him. We actually need him for New South Wales, bro. And I know people are going to say Tedesco, this, that, but if you can have Pappenhausen on your bench... Bro, remember when Pappenhausen first broke out? We were like, fah, he'll be handy on the bench, eh? Little zippy bloke comes on when tired legs. 1, 2, 3. I think, like, he's back now and he's probably going to be in contention if he stays fit and stays in form.
Yeah, he's like what Queensland fans would have thought when they saw Reece Walsh, you know, like very, like they have very similar.
X-Factor.
Yeah, X-Factor, zippy, like can't grab him. Like you just, they're just so, like, they're little, but they're so hard to tackle because they're just so damn elusive and quick and agile. It's great to see him with his confidence back. Like, you know, it's, like, you could only just feel bad for him about what happened to him the last couple of years, but it's good to see him playing football again, and hopefully he can just, you know, stay injury-free.
Any positives for Penrith? I know it was a tough loss, but any positives?
Taylor May was our best player. Absolute weapon. I think everyone's going to say, oh, you know, we're really lost for losing Critter. I don't...
It is a lot. It's a huge
loss. It's a huge loss. Don't get me wrong. But
this is what's so good about Penrith is they birth another one.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing.
And I don't think him being in that game changed it. Everyone's like, oh, he's a clutch player. You know, in the clutch, he would have saved us. I don't think so. But one takeaway from Penrith is our defense. I still think we're one of the top defensive teams in the comp.
Most definitely. So you can't ever take that. You don't lose that defense overnight.
No.
Let's be real.
But that's where... look, when I'm a bit worried, like, I think it was because I only watched the mini, but like Tungo, after he came back from his injury last year, defensively looked really suspect. That's why I had Broncos winning it, because I thought they were going to absolutely like just spam his side.
Didn't they?
And they did.
I'm literally
watching the game being like, this is a masterstroke for me. Like, I can't wait. Like, I'm literally talking as if Brisbane had won the game, bro. Like, I told you, I'm on TikTok basically saying I told you so.
Doubly hectic, Fred.
And then Nathan Cleary happened, you know what I mean? Which is, I'm so glad it happened because we all got to witness one of the best performances ever from a play in a grand final. But I think next to Cleary was Crichton in terms of how good he played in that grand final. And he was massive in leading the charge back. And I think that's where you're going to miss him. In these tight games, and especially in finals time, like, these are the moments where Crichton would step up and separate himself from other centers in the comp, you know. And I think, as good as Taylor May is, you know, I got him in fantasy, he's off contract this year, isn't he? I think he is.
I'm not sure. I think so. It's either this year or next year.
Because his brother is like...
They're all trying to get together.
Yeah, I think his brother hasn't re-signed with the Roosters yet because he's waiting to see where his brother goes.
I'd love him at the Bulldogs, bro.
Oh, mate, he's the one I want.
Third brother, straight up.
But Terrell and Taylor, I'd take them all day. But, I think as good as Taylor is, it's those big moments where Crichton will separate himself from everybody else.
But Taylor might get there, bro.
Yeah, he might get there.
We said that about Crichton as well. I never used to rate Crichton as highly as everyone else did. I used to be like, all right, he scores tries and that. But, like, there's things in his game where... You know, like, and then, like, the last year, I was like, oh, wow, this guy's actually, like, clutch. And he done it in the Rabbitohs grand final. He done it in the grand final against Brisbane. And, you know, like, just big, big game player. I'm actually happy to have him at the Bulldogs. On that topic of the Bulldogs.
Can we talk about the Warriors?
Let's talk about the Wars, yeah. I didn't watch the game, so I didn't really want
to. Yeah, I watched the first half an hour, and then I watched the rest of it.
Metcalf, I see Metcalf's try.
Yeah.
Phenomenal, bro. What a player.
Celebrating like that against his old team is a bit sus. Like, it's only in NRL they do that, I swear. Or the NBA. Like, in other, like football, for example, they're not doing that, bro. You get booed for life if you celebrate like this. But, like I was saying to everyone last year, it was a massive signing for them. And I think he was way better than Tamari Martin, Tamari Martin, and way better than Chanel Harris-Tavita. Like, a lot of Warriors supporters were putting Chanel in the starting team, and I just didn't see it. I'm like, why would you drop Luke? Like, Luke is by far your best six. I expected more from Johnson and Hines. Like, they both were not that good, and I was very shocked because I left, it was 12-0, bro. Warriors were trotting, the crowd was getting into it, RTS was playing insane, and then... I just don't, like, I don't
come
know.
Comeback revenge game, huh?
Yeah, like, back to this was what the Sharks wouldn't do. Work themselves back into a game. Like,
huge signs.
And that's really good signs from the Sharks. And I got to give them their credit. Like, I think they really showed a lot of heart and toughness to work themselves back into the game. Hostile territory, round one. They know the reputation around them.
Definitely.
But that forward pack, their backs are just really tough-nosed players. And this is like... Hines didn't have the best game. Somehow, this guy got six fantasy points, six Dally M points. I have no clue. He should not have got one at all.
What, this week?
This week, Hines got six. He was one of the Sharks.
I didn't watch it, but like...
He was one of the Sharks' worst players, in my opinion.
And what did he get him for? Tri-assist?
I don't know what he got him for. I think he got one assist.
That whole system needs a...
It needs an update. Everybody is saying Hines did not deserve six. After what I saw, I don't think he deserves a point, let alone six, for God's sake. But he didn't do much, and they won, which is not what you'd expect. Like, I think... Like, you got to be happy if you're a Sharks fan. The Warriors fans, like, I think you just
got to... It is round one,
bro. It's round one. You can't look into it too much, but this is something that the Sharks didn't do until the back end of last year. A big game against a top team, hostile territory,
worked fall asleep.
Have a good performance.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't do this. They used to fall asleep. They used to just always choke whenever they, you know, like, whenever they versed a good team. But in my opinion, they versed one of the best teams in NRL, and... Ended up getting the win, which
in the hostile tournament. Yeah, I think for the Sharks, that's a good sign for them. And we always said this, they don't have that, they don't have that extra bit of balls on them. Like, they don't have that, like...
That dog in them, bro.
That dog in them, yeah. That's another way of saying it. But they don't have that thing in them where they're like, all right, yeah, we're in a... It's a tough situation right now. Boom. This is what the greats do, bro. Nathan Cleary, Crichton, like, in the grand finals. Yeah, that's what these players do, bro. So, if they add that to their team, that gives Fitzgibbon a big boost because he's able to bring that into them. And also, if Hines... I think this is a big year for Hines, bro. It's make or break for the overrated section for him. Honestly, and I love Hines, and I think he's a great player, but I think, like, last year, confidence got damaged from Origin, of course, playing him as a, I can't remember, center hooker, whatever it was. But yeah, he this is a big year for him, bro. He's got to really show everyone that he's not just, you know, a one-dimensional player. He can do other things, and I think it'll be very, very good for him.
Yeah, and he's just one, another note, they've got a really good forward pack for the next few years because they've literally re-signed everyone.
And
They re-signed Fanua Blake. They re-signed Hamlin Uele, Royce Hunt.
Shout out to Hamlin.
Jack Williams. Like, they're retaining everyone. Yeah, so it's going to be a massive year for them this year, next year, the next few, I reckon.
Let's see how they go. Let's get into the main topic of the whole show, right? The main reason why we even do League Lads. So we can vent about these Bulldogs. Bulldogs, Para, I don't even know the full-time score. I don't really care, to be honest with
26-8.
The game does not... The score does not reflect the game. Now, shout out to the Bulldogs players because in the first half, defended absolutely phenomenally, right? The defense was massive, and Fred will get into it a bit more than I would. Last season would have been a completely different story, right? Also, another thing, it is round one. So it is very difficult to really see where the team is going to go off one game. And I always said, like, I need to see at least five games where the players are playing actually in routine and building combinations and chemistry. Then I can give them my proper judgment. But there are things about that game that really pissed me off. Like, really, really pissed me off. What do you think about the game? And then we'll get into that.
First things first, if last season's team played last season? Yeah, if last season's team played this year, it would have been 60+. To nothing.
I agree.
For sure. Like this, I'm not looking, I'm looking at round one, I'm looking to see what they improved on, right? I'm not looking for a win or a loss. Look, I know it's against Parramatta, but that's the one game I really want to win all year, them or the Roosters, but...
They're miles ahead
at the end of the day, like, I think Parramatta were really good, and they were struggling to break through our line. Like, everyone might say, you know, it was 14-0 at halftime, like, they scored twice, but the amount of opportunities they had, it should have been 30-40+ at halftime.
Yeah, that's insane.
It literally would have been 40+ at halftime, like it was against the Knights last year. This was like that exact sort of game, but worse. Because the Knights scored 36 on us or 38 on us in a half, scoring from the 40 and 50. That was just breaking
us down. Running away, yeah.
Bro, Parramatta were literally camped down our end the whole first half. The whole first hour. And they were very resilient. I know they cracked a couple of times, but... Like, if you have bloody 15 sets on their line, it's bound to happen, bro.
You get frustrated as well. As an attacking team, you get frustrated.
Yeah, and it was just sad. Like, these guys will defend four sets really well. We finally get the ball back. First tackle, drop ball. Second tackle, drop ball. They grubber it. We bobble it, drop the ball. Like, we could not catch break. Couldn't get a bounce of the ball.
I think our discipline. We got some birds hanging out of us. It's all right, boys. We're getting rid of this problem very soon.
Yeah.
I
can't wait.
I think our discipline is still a bit off, man. I watched the game, but like a lot of people were telling me like the ref didn't give us a break.
No.
But I'm going to tell you what I think. I don't think that's true. I think like, I don't want to even blame the refs because we were just fatigued as fuck. And that happens, but we were also ill-disciplined. There were times where, like, I seen kick out just shoot off the line. Like, for me, like, I don't want to see that. I just want to see, like, proper structured defense on kick chases. I want to see the team actually beat together. And they were. They were, right? In attack, it's a bit difficult to see any sort of difference. A big reason is Drew Hutchinson. Now, Drew Hutchinson, for me, isn't a halfback. Even at the Roosters, bro, they didn't ever want to play him as a halfback. They'll play him in the centers, utility. He did play halfback, but like, it wasn't like a first choice thing. So, I think it's... I don't have anything against him. I just think he's very clunky when he's playing. It doesn't seem to move in left and move right and just be flexible like I would see with Sexton. And I'm not saying Sexton is this world-class halfback and, oh my God, if we had him, we win the game. No. But I want to see Sexton and Burton build on that combination with Crichton in the team, with Kickout now fit playing, with Preston, you know, on the right side. I want to see that, bro.
Yeah, I'm not judging them at all. This loss was not on them.
Yeah, definitely.
They had zero opportunity to succeed at all. The forward pack did not lay a platform for them at all.
Zero.
We were stuck inside our own half until the 60-minute mark. Literally, as soon as we got two proper sets on their line, we scored. I mean, we scored two tries. It's like the first time we were down there properly. There were other times where we're looking to set something up. They were there a couple of times in the first half and we dropped the ball. We'd get a penalty, kick our losers off the tap. You know what I mean? Like, really silly errors that are not... They won't happen consistently. Like, it really was an anomaly. The amount that we had to defend, the amount that we had to defend our line. You know, there's 70% possession in the half, insanity, which is what they had.
That's insanity as
but,
well.
Like 70% of that 70% felt like it was down at our 10 and 20 meter line. Like the boys, it was like 50-8, like, or 55-8, like tackled an opposition 20 stats for Parramatta, and they held their own really well. The fact that we brought it to a 1-12 game was a shock, bro. And then the salmon pass happened, which is just one of the worst passes I've ever seen.
Blake Wilson? Is that the Blake? Is that
the one to Blake Wilson? Yeah, and you can't blame Blake Wilson for receiving the worst pass ever. Now a lot of people are pointing fingers at him and Blake Taff specifically. Blake Taff and Jamie Salmon both made errors on both sides of the park. A lot of people were pointing fingers at Blake Wilson because he dropped the ball four times. We just had an uncharacteristic amount of errors, and it was just really tough to watch.
I felt bad,
but I'm literally watching it thinking, oh, they're going to break now. Oh, they're going
to
break this set.
And they would
stay strong, bro. And that's why I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the way they defended, their line speed throughout the whole game, their attitude towards defending their line for literally half an hour, 40 minutes of that game. Like, it was good. The first contact was good. The boys were G'd up. I don't know if it was just round one or Penrith, but the fact of reversing Parramatta, but I was happy with what I saw defensively. Now in attack, I cannot judge him. Burton did not have a good game with the boot until the last 20 minutes. I started to like it, but...
I feel like he has Matt, to, I feel like Burton, we have to have a conversation about Burton.
I don't want to. And I'm not going to do
and
it.
And I love you.
You can't do you. Anything. No, if we could have had Nathan Cleary and the results would have been the same... Because Nathan has to be put in a position to succeed, just like every other halfback.
Listen,
when your forwards don't go forward, you as a half,
I agree.
Cannot do anything.
Let me stop you there. I want to see more like accountability for for me, Matt Burton is one of the most talented players on our team. Fact. Do whatever you want. We all know that. If you're gonna pick one player that another sport will grab off his talent, it's Matt Burton, Stephen Crichton, right? Players like that. They're important. Now, in attack, I'll throw the ball around, right? There was the last 5 minutes when we got ourselves a little bit back into the game, right? There was, I think, the centers were just taking hit-ups. The wingers were taking hit-ups. Why are you taking hit-ups? Move them. You're the guy. Like, you're the guy, brother. You're the guy that, if we're going to score anything, it's going to be off you setting it up. Go there, get it. Like, I want to see it more involved. I don't want to see shying away from the big moment. Like, even if you stuff up, even if you make an error, even if you throw it out on the kick out, whatever it is, at least I'm like, all right, now I'm watching this guy and I know that he's going for it. You know what I mean? That's the only thing for me. But I agree with you. When you don't have a seven next to you, when you don't have forwards that lay the platform for you, very, very hard to get into the game.
Well, in the first half, he's trying to set shit up. And this is another talking point. He's on the left-hand side. Very strong left-hand side. But
I didn't see one ball go to Arakatu until he was injured.
What do you mean? He was injured from the beginning of the game, bro. From what? From 7 minutes in, he was injured. I was on that side. I watched the hit up. He ran in right with his shoulder, like turned his shoulder into the defender, and he was fucked. He couldn't carry his lift. He couldn't lift his arm.
Let's talk about that.
So then that's ruined everything. The second time we got the ball, the second set we had, he got injured. So everything from that point that he tried to do on that left-hand side, especially in the first half, when he's on third or fourth tackle, he's trying to shift it. He's shifting it to a guy with one arm. And
which burns me even more.
Why was he still on the field? Yeah, I don't know.
Let's talk.
I think Seraldo, he sees Adokar. This is a leader on the team, right? And I can't knock Adokar's heart.
But I
think Seraldo left it to Adokar to see what he wanted to do. Okay, I don't think it's first game of the year. The guy got injured 5 minutes in. He doesn't want to throw the towel in, bro. I get it. And I think he left it up to Adokar until they got into the sheds and could properly assess it. And that's when they pulled the plug.
Ah, bro, listen.
But I would have hooked him. The guy was clearly fucked.
Listen.
I don't want to swear, fucked.
Shout out to Josh Adokar. Speed of recovery. I think it's not as major.
2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, so it's not as major as it is still a big blow for us, bro. He's one of the quick... He can score us a try out of nowhere, right? And I hope he's gets better quicker and just, you know, he gets back into his form. But listen, bro, I think as a coach, I don't know, Seraldo's man management in-game, just seeing that in the game, you got to take him off. Even it's the first 10 minutes. I don't think we were losing at that point, were we?
No, so when he got hurt, it was 7 minutes in.
Okay.
We weren't losing.
Whatever it was. We're still not losing, right? So if you take him off and cop a try or two, it's fine. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. But if you're going to keep him on to risk it even more, that's what hurts, bro. Well, you see him go down, you're holding your shoulder. Bro, we've watched Adokar for how many years now? We know when he's injured, he's... remember when he did his ankle, whatever? I think it was that the Newcastle game?
No, South.
In the South game, when he did his ankle, we knew straight away, bro, this guy is screwed. Then there's moments where he gets hurt and you're like, nah, he looks
alright.
He walks it off. He'll be okay, right? But, I'm watching the guy hold his shoulder. Even when he caught the ball, he's lifted his hand up and he just put it in the other hand and he just walked with it. Seraldo, what are you doing?
He was turning his back into every hit up because he didn't want to hurt the shoulder.
Yeah, why is he still taking hit ups? Throw the ball.
Because
this is what burns me about this team, bro. One sec. This is what kills me about this team, bro. You see him, get him off. We have about 14.
15 utilities.
We have 15
bro.
Utilities, right? I don't know who was on the bench. Kurt Mann,
he played every position ever. The guy was a winger when
he came to the NRL.
This
is what I do, okay? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I remember Blake Wilson playing on the left. Phenomenal. Very, very good for us. True?
It was all right, but yeah.
What do you mean? He scored that. Was against the Bunnies. Anyway, put him on the left, bro. If that's our stronger side, put Blake Wilson there.
No, you leave Blake Wilson there, you move Karaz there, and you chuck Man into centre.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Salmon, who clearly has never played centre before, can't throw a pass. You know,
and we have Curran. Curran can play lock. He can play second.
That's the guy that I think... I don't even want him to move Hutchison. As bad as I think Hutchison is, as bad of a fit I think Hutchison is...
To get him off the team.
I want Curran starting lock.
Yeah, me too.
He was our best forward on the day, bro. And he was running the ball he wants to play football, bro. He's playing for the jersey. They all did. And that's why I'm leaving it. I'm not that mad. Because all I want is a team that gives it all. And last year, they were just down tools too often.
That's one
bad
thing.
Bad body language from so many of the players. And this year, I didn't see none of it. This game, I did not see none of it. No bad body language. The only guy that was showing bad body language was Drew, because he was gassed. Hands on knees, hands on hips.
I don't think it was bad body language. I just think that it's not his role to play.
I think if there's three positions that are in jeopardy on the team, I'll just look at it. It's that fullback position. I think Blake Taff, there's pressure on him because I do think they want to play Crichton at fullback at some point. Hutchison's in trouble, I think, if he doesn't...
He's not in trouble. This
if
is
he doesn't
why...
perform, he's... at the end of the day, you as an... their rugby league staff, as a coach, as a trainer, you should know your players' strengths and weaknesses. Drew Hutchison does not fit... he does not fit in with Matt Burton. Matt Burton needs someone who's a proper seven, has a good... that can put...
Organiser.
Organiser, proper seven. Flanagan was like that, but Flanagan never did anything. He's not... He's too complacent. He's not aggressive. And I think Matt Burton has that same issue. Complacency. Lack of aggression. He's just content with...
what they have in front of him.
Like
you gotta step up.
The one thing I do like about Drew Butt is he digs into the line, and it's one thing I want Burton to do more of, and this is the biggest thing that I give Drew. He's more of a six than a seven, and he really digs into the line, and that creates opportunities for everyone else. And this is one thing that we didn't do in attack the last 5 years. It's really dig into the line. Foreign used to do it.
We don't scare teams.
But the guy used to get smashed.
We don't scare teams anymore. I think,
to scare teams, you need to have intimidation. Literal intimidation by having a big pack. We don't have a big pack.
And we don't have that.
We don't have that. And that's the biggest issue. Paulo and Regan Campbell-Gillard.
We got a Dragons fan just walked in.
He got his grand final tickets, baby! Grand final tickets, baby!
Hey, Flex, you got any grand final tickets, bro? You want to give some to Tanaka?
It's like they forget. They're the March merchants.
Anyway, listen. Anyway, my last thing is Geraldo. If I see a Hayes Perham situation again with Drew Hutchinson.
No, please let me talk, please.
What?
Oh, no, you mentioned Hayes Perham. Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, my God, cuz. I swear to God. Because now we have a winger spot's not open. A center spot is. If I see this bloke pull... If I see this bloke pick Hayes Perham at center, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. This is a public announcement from me, cause I'm gonna be outside Banks, like Canterbury headquarters. If I see Hayes Perham listed at center,
outside Gus's office, he versus
a fucking kid. The guy had 5 tries in 60 minutes, bro.
Who against who was it?
Hayes Perham is playing center against Parramatta, right?
Yeah.
This kid, his direct matchup. Had 5 tries in the first hour.
Wait, he plays for
Parra.
He plays for Parra, Hayes Perham.
He
plays against us.
Yeah, he's playing for Parramatta pretty much. You let a reserve grader score 5 tries on your side? I just can't.
Anyway,
he gets picked.
Anyway, the centre role is up there. There's obviously Jerry, Tracy. It's a lot of different things. I think the thing for me with Geraldo is I don't want to see a Perham situation. I don't want to see Drew Hutchison rotting there until it's too late to make a change. And we're like, oh, Jack Averillo can play fullback now. I don't want to see that, right? If I see that, I'm done. That's one thing. Another thing, and we're going to move on. We're going to transition slowly, because if I let you talk about the Bulldogs any longer, you're just going to keep going, right? We have to give credit where credit's due to the March merchants. One thing for me is, when I say Gus Gould, the first thing I'll tell him is, why didn't you go and grab Shane Flanagan? Because the Dragons look good, right? And I knew this would happen. And yes, calm down. It's round one. Let's not all get excited. Tanaka walked in with his wallet doing this one. We bought grand final tickets and shit. Now, listen. For me, the mistake Gus made, and I'll probably hope I get proven wrong one day, right? With Geraldo becoming this superstar coach. But Shane Flanagan's a premiership winning coach, right? Now, any team he goes to, you know there's going to be an instant impact. There's that fear in the players. They're like, oh, that's Shane Flanagan. Now, if you remember, Ammak Sui Sohaib III, the Heckenberg's resident, right? Said this, get Shane in, get his son, keep his son under his wing, and if it works, it works. It doesn't work, we fucking got nothing to lose, bro. But we let the Dragons snap him up, and they snapped up his son, and that's a great addition, because they have a man named Ben Hunt in the side with him, and they looked absolutely so good, bro. And I've told Dragons fans this last year, especially Asa, be patient with Sloan, because he is going to... He's gonna lose you some games. There's gonna be times where he's gonna fumble the bag 1-2-3, but there's gonna be times where he's just fucking too hard to stop, bro. Scoring tries after tries, and we've seen that against the Titans.
Yeah.
Not like we're not letting the Titans slip, by the way. No, they're on our fraud list.
I think the Dragons were good, but the Titans were really bad.
Poor.
Like, bro, I watched Des Hasler. You want to talk about instant impact? He's the guy that makes instant impact.
Nothing.
It was like laziness from the forwards. The laziness in the middle was really embarrassing. Like, they're letting Flanagan...
I don't think so as well. I think Dragons were on another level, bro, of tempo. Wallah.
No, bro.
Like, I was seeing Jack Burt. Like, I was seeing... Lomax had the game of his life, bro. I know everyone's going to say it's round one, this, that. But it's a good sign if I'm a Dragons fan. And I hate the Dragons, brother. I hope you suffer. But I have to be real. If I'm a Dragons fan, I'm looking at him like, fuck, this looks good, bro. I'm not getting overly excited, but I'm like, this looks good.
Yeah, I love Shane. And we said the same thing. Like, I would have rather gone for
an established coach. Because that's what we need, bro. That's what we need. We need an instant impact.
Before. Yeah. We need someone that's done it before. At least we can say, yeah, there's a... Like, if we had missed on Geraldo and he ended up being good, I wouldn't have been mad.
No, bro.
Because we got Geraldo. But now... So now that... Because we've got Flanagan, you know? But now we got Geraldo, and we'll watch if Dragons have a good year this year. Where's the finger's gonna be pointed at
Gus.
At Gus's.
Rightly so, and I love Gus, and I love everything he does.
But I think it's just like they. I think, look, signing a young coach was a good idea. That's going to be growing with a young team, but you sort of want someone that's done it before to grow, help a young team grow. You know what I mean? Because Stroudo's learning as well as the players. But look, I can definitely see some progress from game one.
Dragons, yeah, 100%.
For both of us, like, I think we both improved in certain areas. But Dragons looked really good
defensively. They looked so good, bro. So
the
gritty.
Titans. Defensively, like letting Flanagan waltz through your defense like that, Little just running through, like nobody touched him.
That's very
like
true.
This is stuff that we were
that's
seeing
the
on
Bulldog,
our team.
That's the Bulldogs
going through untouched left, right, and center, and it's not what you expect from a team with such a good forward pack and such a good team on paper. You don't expect the Titans to be that bad in round one.
Even with those injuries, they still had a good pack.
Yeah,
they still had a
pretty
decent pack.
In attack, yeah, you can tell they definitely missed Fifita. Fifita is like. They spam him left, right, and center, bro.
Do you think Brimson should play fullback? I think it was in the centers. Do you think he should be their fullback, bro?
I think they should try and... look, I think I'd rather have Campbell. I think Campbell has way more potential than Brimson.
He didn't play,
but
yeah? He didn't play.
I don't think he did play.
Who played, bro? They had a few injuries, like the title.
I was at the Dogs game, so it was a bit tough for me. I only watched the mini, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But with a full team... I think Brimson is if they had a trade system, Brimson would be the perfect guy to trade. Like, great player, played well in Origin in the past, but like, you can't fit him in your team anymore. Like, you could go trade him to get an actual specialist center.
Right,
you know?
I think he should be your fullback, bro.
Campbell was doing so good there last year, bro. And you want to look at the guy's like 20, 21 years old, bro. Like, you want a guy that's going to be there for the next 10 years.
They're sort of holding on to them, eh? Both of them. They're trying to keep, like, both of them happy.
Yeah, I think you should pick one and try and trade. Like, if we had a solid trade system, you try and move Brimson on for someone else.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like, this would be the perfect situation where you have a great fullback, but you have one that could be one of the best fullbacks in the NRL. Like, I don't know if Brimson has that potential, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
But I think Campbell does. So you just trade Brimson for someone that can
establish.
Like, it's a win-win. A team that needs a fullback.
We need that trade system. Eh?
Yeah, it makes so much sense. It's so easy to... It just simplify the whole process.
Dragons.
They're good on them. Yeah, I've seen this too much, bro. They played too good in the first 4 weeks of the year, and then it's like...
Even the Dragons.
It's like they get sick.
But they'll agree with you. They do choke. They are the chokers.
They start off well, and then they verse the Bulldogs in round 24, and then
the commentator
they
was
miss
a savage,
eight.
Man.
That was so funny.
That was bad, bro. On Ben Hunt.
Yeah.
What did he say?
No, it was something like,
"Hello Brisbane 2015."
Hello 2015. That was funny.
Bro, what a savage, bro. Listen. Anyway, we're moving on. Before we get into we got the Ajibe Award section. The League Lads Award section. Just the last thing on Spencer Lynu. Anything, because the story's developed a little bit now. We've heard from this, we've heard from that. He's
on right now?
Huh?
It would be on right now.
Yeah. I don't know what he's copped. You want
to
check
well,
that?
Well, no,
check
they the said shot. 6 to 8 weeks. If Montoya got 4 or 5, then he should get more.
Yeah, and he didn't want to say sorry. He said sorry, Ezra Man didn't want to accept it.
Yeah.
And you have Spencer Lynu's brothers going crazy on their Instagram.
Oh, that's.
I'm like, what is going on over here, bro?
But now they're saying that there was something else that triggered it, but I don't know if it was racist or not. Like,
yeah, like Spencer Lynu apparently said that he won't snitch on the person that made a racial comment on him. Right now, I don't know, cuz I don't know. Just snap out of it, guys.
If that had happened, the reaction from the Roosters would have been way more than
exactly.
Nothing.
That's why I think it's cap.
So I think it's capping, bro.
He should have defended. That would have been the first thing. If you're innocent, if you're triggered because someone triggered you to say something bad, you're obviously going to tell the reason why you said it.
Yeah.
And we didn't say that happened. So just for me, a stupid situation.
And it probably
would
have been on audio footage as well.
Oh, definitely, bro.
But look, there's like. You know, calling someone a dickhead and then saying something that could potentially be racist too is like...
Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
It's stupid, bro.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's capping there.
Stop the cap.
If something like that, if the roles were reversed, the Roosters fans are going ballistic. Like, look how many bloody raid, like, you know, roid rage people they have on their team, bro. Like, you think Radley's going to let you some... Like, let alone Spencer.
Yeah.
You think
Jared...
Jared
wasn't
there,
playing,
but like
he was
like,
still voicing his opinion.
If somebody had said something like that to Spencer, do you think he wouldn't have lost it? He loses it over if someone sneezes, bro.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
So I'm just looking here. It's a call for 8 weeks.
Yeah, he rightly so deserves that, bro. I think give him another.
I think
A
you
for,
have to. You
I think
have
another
to.
A for stupidity.
Yeah, you not, look,
like the racial comments, one thing, but the stupidity of it kills me.
Yeah, you have to make an example out of him. Unfortunately, like, you know, Montoya.
What's wrong with this guy? He's looking at me like, what's wrong, cuz? Smile, bro.
Montoya copped that blink. Last year. Montoya copped that
how
last
many
year.
Weeks? Six,
four, or five.
Yeah, you gotta get now, eight. You gotta give him eight, and then another.
You gotta
eight
make
for
an
stupidity.
Example of him, bro. No, you don't want to. The guy miss the whole year, bro. Like,
no.
Eight weeks, he'll learn his lesson, bro.
2 weeks, 2 months,
and
then like another 4 weeks for stupidity, just for being a dumb.
You
cunt.
Think 4 weeks gonna fix stupid? My uncle always has this saying.
No, but
you
like
you
hurt the team.
You can't fix stupid.
Maybe a bit of WD-40 might fix it.
And the guy needs WD-3000, bro.
Just got to start checking those Roosters contracts, man. Just like read them fine prints.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of... anyway, let's not get into that. Boys, AJB Awards, before we move on to the next round tips, who's your player of the round this week?
I'll give it to Tyrell Sloan, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to go Manu, which is still pretty much the same round.
Yeah.
And I'll give it to Sloan, bro. Manu was on one on that game in Vegas.
Good on him, bro.
Team of the round.
I'm just going to... I'll give it to him, Melbourne. Nobody expected him to win without Munster. I can't not give it to him.
I'll say,
and I was talking mad smack, so I'll give him their props.
Yeah, I was talking mad smack. I can say something different. I was talking mad smack about the Cowboys, bro, and they absolutely shut
me both
up.
Were.
I'd say Cowboys looked like the better team of the round. I don't know if they were, but yeah, I'm going to eat my words there. Fraud team of the round. We all know this.
Oh God, the Dolphins, bro. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
This is a Wayne Bennett team. They came out, I swear to God, they looked like the Dogs defensively last year. Like, really bad. Like, every time the Cowboys went down that end, they scored. I swear that, like, and then every time they did something good, it would end up in the Hammer's hands and it'd screw it.
I really rated,
and they didn't play Averillo. They played Tessie New over
him. I think he's injured Averillo.
But he played in the reserve grade.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I thought he was actually injured because of last end of the season.
I heard something about an injury, but my stream was saying he played in the reserve grade and they picked Tessie New over him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Like, nobody really rated them, but...
I'm going to go Titans, bro. Straight out. I thought, like, they're going to come out with a bang.
Yeah.
I thought that...
Same as Redcliffe.
I actually thought that game would have been better, but the Dragons, Titans, I thought that would be actually a good game and you couldn't pick the winner, you know, 1-6 margin. So, yeah. Do you want to add anything else to these awards? I just made them up on the spot, really, to be honest.
Yeah, Penrith could be a fraud team of the week. Like, you literally didn't score. Like,
the why first, is Flax copping it, bro?
The first time the defending champions didn't score in their first round and they lost to a team in England...
Can I give you some good stats real quick?
No.
We lost World Cup Challenge. We lost round one. And the last time we lost to Melbourne 2-0, we won the grand final. So
that's a four-peat?
Four-peat.
Four-peat.
Grand finals against Dragons versus Panthers,
oh,
you know?
Oh, wow. And Bulldogs just go fuck themselves in 17th spot, eh? boys, last thing of the segment. Last thing of the show. Some tips. Now, let me tell you this before you actually listen to my tips. Don't listen to me at all. I went last week 0 from 8, right? 0 from 8. Does that make sense in your head? Everything I tipped was wrong. And of course, my delusion is the Bulldogs. I'm always going to tip them. Whether they're going to win or they're going to lose, I'll always tip them. Straight out. That's just how I am. I just can't see it. Especially against Para. I'm going to tip my team.
I went 2 for 8. Yeah. One Woo! Of them was Parramatta and the other one was Manly. But yeah, 2 for 8 was Kaka,
Kaka,
but not Ricardo Kaka. but yeah,
let's get
but
into
if
this
you
one.
Have more than 4 out of 8, you're
you don't know rugby league.
You'll end up last in your tipping comp.
Yeah. If 0 from 8, if you had 0 to 2, you're a good tipper. Let's get into it. I just want score prediction and winner. Right? Brisbane and Rabbitohs.
Where?
Suncorp.
Brisbane and Rabbitohs.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Brisbane versus Rabbitohs at Suncorp.
I'll go Brisbane 1-12.
Yeah, I'll go Rabbitohs 1-12. Straight up. I feel like it's going to be against the grain. Cronulla Sharks and the Bulldogs.
Cronulla 13+.
I'll go Cronulla 1-12. Well, you know what? I'll go Cronulla 13+ because they always have an number.
I was at this game last year, bro. It's 13+.
Penrith Para. This is a good game, bro.
I'm going to go with... I don't know what's wrong with Moses.
Moses will play, bro. Shut up, idiot. Everyone made a biggest scene. Moses was injured.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
The guy who played the whole game, if he was injured, they would have been taken off, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't understand. Yeah. They're like, if Moses played properly, it would have been 18-0. Shut up, bro. The guy still played, bro.
Yeah,
get my face.
He did play. He didn't even look that injured, to be fair, but...
Bro, he was kicking on last.
Yeah. Look, but they monitor... groin injuries, bro. Like,
monitor anything you want. Give me your score prediction.
I'll go Parramatta 1-12, what, bro.
What, bro?
Para 1-12.
I hate the, because, bro, I had Johnny. Johnny's like, you know, if Moses was playing, I'm like, oh, bro, shut up, bro. Get my face, man. So what was it, Para?
You know, I'll go Penrith 1-12. I think they'll redeem themselves.
I'll go Penrith 13+. Canberra and Tigers. This is a sleeper of a game. Yes.
Canberra 1-12.
Yes, well, he's a sleeper.
Canberra
Tigers, give me a score quick.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, they're playing at GI Stadium. Up the milk. What are you going?
I'm going 1-12 Raiders.
Yeah, I go 1-12 Raiders as well, straight out. Cowboys and Newcastle. That's a tough game too, bro.
In North Queensland?
Not as tough as I thought.
I'm gonna go Newcastle to bounce back. Newcastle 1-12.
I'm gonna go Cowboys 1-12 because I want Newcastle to win. And if I tip Cowboys, yeah, you get it. Melbourne and Warriors.
You know what? The Warriors,
Amy Park.
The Warriors and us, they're bogey teams. I'm actually gonna go the Warriors to win this game. 1-12.
Yeah, I'll go Warriors to win straight out. By 14 as well. Not 1-12.
Yeah.
Manly and Roosters.
I'm going.
That's a good game, bro.
Yeah, this is good, but they're going to. Is Warrior Hargraves back? I don't think he is, nah, eh? I'm going to go Manly 1-12.
He should be back.
Nah, wasn't it three?
At least one more game.
Wasn't it round two?
It was a finals game, round one, round two, and he comes back round three, I think.
Okay, well, anyway.
So say what it would be with and without it.
With
Jared and without Jared.
I think.
Is there a difference, really?
Like, it would be a lot tighter with Jared, but no Spencer, no Jared, and then they got to defend Paseka and Sipley's back. Oh, no, he's not. Is Sipley back? I don't know.
We don't got team list anyway.
Anyway, bloody Manly 1-12.
Yeah, I'll go Roosters 1-12.
All right, Manly, man.
Well, you know what, bro? Yeah, anyway. Dolphins and Dragons, last game of the week.
I'm going to go Dragons 13+.
Dragons 14+. See the love? And the Titans... got a bye, so yeah. Anyway, that's us. Thank you very much. Love you all. Oh, shit. Stay Ajibe. Do you have anything to say? Thank you for coming on my stream this weekend. We gained 7 million followers.
Well, there you go. He said it for me. That's not what I was going to say. I was like, the Titans rest up because you got the Dogs at Belmore round 3, mate.
Yeah, that's our 13+. Love you all.